is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the mercy you have shown to me. Thank you for another time in your presence. I honor you, Jesus. I give you praise, Lord. Thank you because you give breath, Jesus. Amen. You cause your anointing to rest upon me mightily. Amen. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord. Honor to your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Hebrew 1. God, who has spoken times in diverse manners, speaking time past unto the fathers by the prophets, and in this last day spoken to unto us by his Son, we have appointed all of all things, by whom also he made the world, who be the brightness of his glory, and the express. So they use the word here, the express. The express what? Image of his person. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. So what they call the express image? From verse 16. Nevertheless, when he shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the law is that spirit. And when the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
But we are
with open face as in a glass. The glory of the Lord has changed unto what? The same image. So they call it the express image. So there is the express image of God, which is what we are supposed to change to in 2 Corinthians 3. They call it unto the same image. So that same image of this begotten is the same image, the express image of the person of the Father is the same image of the begotten. That's the image that the begotten came into. And so, in that verse 3 of Hebrew, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself poured our sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty. This is where the theme came from. The same image and the power of the begotten of the Father. Thus, the having the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, but he also hold all things by the word of his power. He hold all things. That power of the begotten is translated Colossians chapter 1. That power is called dominion. That's why they say the image and the power is also called the image and the dominion of the begotten of the Father. So the power is the dominion. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord into all pleasing, bring fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. So when you are increasing knowledge of God, effect of the knowledge of God in your life, effect of the knowledge of God, strengthen with all might. You can have the knowledge of God and are not strengthened with all might. I would say, a man of knowledge, increase their strength. So when you are having the knowledge of God, you are increasing in strength. So the knowledge of God should be increasing of strength inside of your soul, in your life. Increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthening with all might. Say that, church.
Strengthening with all might.
According to what? His glorious power. So this one, there's a power in the gospel of Christ. But when it comes to the things of the begotten of the Father, his glorious power. Say that, church.
Ready.
I got his glorious power. What will his power and dominion do in you? They began to say it. Unto, say unto.
Unto.
All patience.
All patience.
Our long suffering. We what? With joyfulness. When you receive the image of the begotten and the power of the begotten, you, through the door of knowledge of God, you will come into all patience and come into all long suffering, but what was with joyfulness. When you are in that state, giving thanks unto the Father, you have fully received things of the Father. You cannot give thanks to the Father. Giving thanks unto the Father. What has the Father done to you? The Father gave you access in the secret. The Father in the secret. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers. These things you came into are things in the secret. The Father is in the secret. Jesus said it in John chapter 15. And Apostle John also rendered it in 1 John chapter 5 towards the end. He started with it. For this thing have I written unto you, that your joy may be full. I bet you can come to joyfulness. And journey to joyfulness is a journey that you need the knowledge of God the Father, so that you can come into increasing strength. You remember Isaiah chapter 40. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And also say they shall increase their strength. This is the season that God, the Father, and the Son want to increase our strengths. Reason why you cannot live a life that is pleasing to the Lord is because you don't have enough strength. And the Son of God has strength, because the joy of the Lord should be your strength. There's a joy in the Lord. And the joy in the Lord, they can convert joy in the Lord to start coming firstly as knowledge of God to you. So, having knowledge is the beginning of the journey to come into the things the Father who have access to secret things of the Father. Also, you cannot also have access to the secret things of the Father except you have strength. Because with joy, you withdraw out. And a man of knowledge increase strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall increase their strength. In that Isaiah 40:27, he gave power to the faint and to them that are no might. So if you read that Colossians, be strengthened with all might. In the season of the Father, to be strengthened with all might. For Isaiah 40 render it this way, it gives power to the faint. So that's why the same image and power of the only begotten. When you are fainting, you need power. Why you start today, you start God giving his commandment. You do it after 1 week, you stop doing it because there's no power in you. He gives power to the fainting. Can be learning the things of the new man. A new man can still faint. A new creation man in Christ can faint. A man that Christ has been formed on his inside, that just a perfect man can faint. He said, if you faint in the time of adversity, there's some level of adversity that can come around you, you will faint. When adversity mount pressure on you, when things collide on you, you will faint. Because why? You have little strength. A new man, a Christ man, that's a godly man. A godly man has little strength. So, because he has little strength, first of corruption, things that make it to fade away, when it come over him, it will zap away that little strength. Joker was talking to one of the church book of Revelation. He said, you have little strength. your strength is little. One of the reasons why we need to increase strength is that the days ahead of us is going to be a terrible day. We are moving into what Isaiah 60 called, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. How will I live in the day where there's darkness and gross darkness? Little strength cannot survive. Little strength is also what the foolish virgin had. They had lit oil in their lamp. And when the bridegroom tarries, when the Lord tarry, they lack capacity to wait until the end because the little oil. Oil is a strength. That oil could not go through the night time. Could not go through the season. That was season of adversity. Season of adversity is not because you can't eat. Season of adversity is that what's going to come upon the heads. Things are going to come upon men. Evil spirits are being loose. Stars are falling. The kind of thought process that we unleash upon mankind. The kind of nature that you see upon the earth. The kind of habits that are moving to come upon men. If you only have little strength, you can't survive it. You're going to imbibe the world view of people. The people have said that they are right and they are far right. The religion has said they are left and they are far left. God is not a far right. God is not a left. God obey righteousness. Because people that say they are right and they promote pro-life. If people promote some value in the Bible, does not make it righteousness of God. God does not take place with man's righteousness. Because the man that is a right, he cannot obey God. And how God check man is, how can you obey him? Obedience and respond to God. It's your response to God. God makes obedience in our response. It's not in our ideology that we push. It's not in the worldview of we are right, you are left. That does not justify a man before God. What justifies a man before God is his stand in the spirit. And your stand is not your ideology. Your stand is your person. We saw that in the book of Zechariah chapter 3. Joshua the high priest was standing but was wearing fitted axe. They say that Joshua was a branch plucked out of fire. He had been plucked out, but he was still fit where he was standing. Because how God qualified a man is his stand. What was wearing was not external. His wearing was his inward structure. He has left Babylon, but he still has Babylonian philosophies. He has Babylonian thought process upon his heart. Those things are highly engraved upon the tables of his heart. And why? Though he has left Babylon, just as the children of Israel, they have left Egypt, but Egypt did not leave them. Yes, so Joshua, the high priest, have received a call to leave Babylon, to go back and rebuild the wall and rebuild the temple. But still, they were using Babylonian templates to bring for offerings before God. And he wanted to move it to be acceptable to God, unto we were walking perfectly before the Lord. His works was evil before the Lord. God had to command him. God had to bring for intervention for him. So likewise also, the Father is in the secret and seeth in the secret and reward works that is done in the secret, in the open. And things that you know about the Father is that the Father can qualify you. He said, giving thanks unto the Father who has qualified us. The Father has qualified you. It's not easy for the Father to qualify a man. When the Father wants to qualify you, there are things that the Father blesses you with. The first thing he blesses you with is that he will give you the knowledge of God. That's the beginning. The first thing you need is the knowledge of God. Paul was talking in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 34. I work to righteousness and sin not. For some are not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. It's shameful for you to say you're a Christian, but you don't have knowledge of God. Shameful is not like God to say you are shameful. Your guy said it. To be shameful means when God comes to check you, you always have shameful works on your inside. God can't boast of few to evil spirits. God cannot stare like he told Satan. Can you consider my servant Job? That is an upright man. A man that ensues evil. And Satan can come and test and try you. And see to it that thing is being done on your inside. That what God said of you is true. That God is not lying. That same reality is what is being done. So he said, you should awake to righteousness and sin not. He said, why they are sinning? It's because they don't have knowledge of God. Because sinning is also a knowledge. Because what man ate was another knowledge. Man partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And there's nothing that can purge or can start the process of purging a man out of that, even though through the daughter of Christ, they free you from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8, you receive freedom from the law of sin and death. But God is not just interested in just freeing you from sin and death. The veil of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is not just freedom from death. When you read 52, 57, is to gain victory. It was the victory program. I can be free, but I don't have victory. I don't have victory over the law. I don't have victory over this thing. So what they were proposing, why you need knowledge of God, is for victory purpose. For when this corruptible from 54 of that 1 Corinthians 15, why knowledge of God? Why are you sinning? Why can't you stop sinning? It's because your strength is little. Though you are free from the law of sin and death, by obeying the law of faith that worketh by love, by learning Christ, you are a godly man. You are free from sin. But you don't yet have victory. You don't have victory over the law. Which Paul said in this 1 Corinthians 15, 54. So when this corruptible shall I put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? You now begin to explain the sting. He begins to explain the sting of death. And he show what? Strength of grave. Then, what do you say? In that, the sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin. So, you can see why they want to give you strength. They want to increase your strength. They don't want you to have little strength. Little strength is the freedom, the liberty that you gain in the learning of Christ. When you learn Christ, a new man, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. For if a man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things pass away and all things are become new. But that's not the everything. They're supposed to move to the second part of that thing. So about to be two all things. All things are become new. Few stop. And don't just stay in the realm of all things are become new. First of all, and all things are of God. So you can have new things and don't have all things of God. You can have all things new, but you don't have all things of God. And you cannot have breakthrough into the all things of God without the knowledge of God. Without the knowledge of God the Father. So all things new are things of Christ. When you read Romans 6, you call it newness of spirit and newness of life. But it's good to have time. Christ make you new. So I'm trying to erad why what the things of God will make out of you. Things of God will make the same image. And the things of God will give the power of the only begotten out of you. Ephesians 4 from verse 21. It so be that you have heard of him. This I said therefore. So you can be a Christian and you are still behaving like a Gentile. We have many of them. You see many of them in your place of work. Pastors messing around. Member doing nonsense. They are born again. Yes, they are born again. But all things old are since their life. They've not received freedom. Let alone having victory over those things. Let alone having victory over the sting of death. And having victory over the strength of grief, which is sin. We need the things of God to have victory. Because you see in that first
Corinthians 15.
Thanks be to God. What has God done?
Who are giving us the victory?
So if you want victory, you need to come to God the Father. If you want freedom, you go to Christ. The land of Christ will give you the freedom that will make you new. Where the knowledge of the God the Father will give you the victory. You don't start any when you have not procured the victory. The land of Christ will give you the freedom that will make you new. Where the knowledge of the God the Father will give you the victory. So this spirit library, say that church. Say it's a spirit library. You don't start any when you have not procured the victory. Do you see anybody rejoicing in the battlefield when they don't have the victory? You must secure the victory, not just freedom. So you can be free, and to be free is to be made new. And your victory is with God. That's why you need to have the knowledge of God so that you can be strengthened with all might unto all patience. Because nobody can have victory except you can have all patience. Nobody can have victory except you can have all might. You must move into the dimension of strength that Almighty God has. All might. All patience. Then all long suffering. With joyfulness. It's not that you are going through trying to have victory and you are mumbling and you are complaining. Where? Because you are fighting a dragon. You are fighting a beast that does not give up easy to some. Paul said, after man of mine, I fall with beast of Ephesus. For you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against rule of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh. Until you carry out that warfare, you have not secured the victory. They don't mind you being free from them, but they know somehow, still having dominion over you. Oh. Because that is why you must not only have the image, the same image, you must have the power. For that is the kingdom. That is the power. That is the glory. Revelation chapter 12. When they were caught up to God, I said, my head, a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. But not only salvation, what again? Strength. Not again, what?
Kingdom.
And kingdom, and what again? The power of his Christ. Why? For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. So Satan is not threatening by you just having the same image.
Yes, sir.
But you also have the power to enforce victory. You have what? You have the power. Do you know what I say both in Matthew 28? He said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. They gave me all power. Because the realm of all power is the realm of being strengthened with all might. Unto all patience. Unto all long suffering, unto all joyfulness. Those things are powers. Patience is power. All loss of suffering is power. All joyfulness is power. Ephesians chapter 4. So you need to be renewed, or you need to be recreated new, which is the portion that is in Christ. When you are being conformed, or Christ is formed in you, you are learning to be godly. You are learning a formula of life, a life that is called life and peace that is in Christ Jesus. This I said, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you henceforth walk not as other Gentile walks. So you can be a born again, Holy Ghost free, have operating gifts, but you still walk. You live your life. You obey what the way Gentile live their life. And they say, how does Gentile live their life? What confirm God says they live in the vanity of their mind. So I can walk like the Gentile walk in the vanity of their mind. But you are born again and filled with Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, operating gifts. But I'm walking like the Gentile walk in the vanity of their mind. Everything that comes to their mind, they execute it. Carry it out as work.
they use it, they obey it. That's why what they call in the vanity of their mind, yeah, Ephesians 2 call it the desire of the mind and of the heart. Ephesians 2, 3. Among whom all, these are Gentiles. Among whom all, we all had our conversation, what conversation? A way of life. Yes, yeah? In time past, we are in the loss, a loss. So vanity are lost. Yes, loss of our flesh. So he called that vanity of the mind, call it the loss of the flesh. Fulfilling desires. So those vanities are different desires that come to their mind. Any desire that comes to their mind, that's how they work it out. Fulfilling desire of their flesh and of their mind. And when you are like this, you are children of wrath. If you come like that, you will come under God's wrath. That everything that comes to your mind, not fornication, not adultery. You can be a Christian. You don't do fornication and adultery. Everything you want to do. Sometimes some of those laws are ambitions that are not governed by the Spirit. When you leave your mind, I would say, to be carnally minded. Another of vanity of the mind, to be carnally minded is death. The word death means wrath. That means you don't hear these things of death as sting your mind. This thing of death has stick your mind. And what thing of death has designed you that you enter to Sheol? S-H-E-O-L, which is grave. Because power of grace is waiting to take you. Grave is not 6 feet. Grave is called hell, where every dead spirit and soul that if you to respond to God hence. So, he say, I can be born again, but I walk like Gentile walk in the vanity of my mind. And why? In the vanity of my mind, more like, say, having, can you see? Having the understanding darkened. So a man can be born again, but his understanding is dark. Dark understanding is not a black understanding. Dark understanding simply means understanding that Satan has over time work. Because dark understanding is a light in another world. Yes. Jacob was saying that same thing. He said, if the light that is in you is darkness. How great. So darkness is another kind of light that you are using to live your life. That's different from the light that Jesus gives. So you can have your understanding darkened because of the ignorance that is in you. But not just understanding dark alone. So you have vanity of mind, then understanding is darkened. And understanding is the thing of the heart. Proverbs say, a man without understanding of God is like a beast that is perishing. So when you have that understanding, you are perishing. Perishing is not falling down to die. Perishing means you are under expiration. You are expiring. Just like you can get to a pharmacy and you pick up an item or you enter the supermarket. But that item, they call it the shelf life. That thing should not be on the shelf. In abroad, every day of every 2 days, they go to gather fruit. Some of the food that you go to shopping mall to go and buy those fruits, you don't display it in the shop. Because some of those apples, they have to transport them. They transport them maybe for plane that brings them. Maybe he fly for 48 hours to arrive. Then before they start sorting them in the warehouse, before it get to the your shop, it takes 7 days. You can never see such a fruit. So when he say, having the understanding dark, that a man is using a light that is perishing. It's perishing. Another word for perishing means you are decaying. You know, you can have a decay tooth. You are still using it to eat. You are still using it to eat. But it's decay. Inside the flesh is getting rotten. When they bring out a decay tooth, if you are around, you run away. They cannot smell. Even when they are washing it, it's smelling. That when you are putting from where it's decay, something means you don't see your soul that is perishing. But if they open it to you, you will see how perishing. That is why when Christ comes to you, Christ reverses the decaying process. But Christ has not given you total victory over decay. That's why you need a Father. That's why you need the ministration of the Son of God. As a minister of the sanctuary, as high priest, using the sanctuary to give the things of God the Father. In that Ephesians we are reading. Having the understanding darkened. And it's not only understanding is darkened. Something is happening to you. You're also alienated from the life of God. Say life of God.
Life of God.
So life of God is a massive thing. Look, I taught that in John chapter 10, verse 10. Yes, the thief coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that may have life. You can have it more, and you can have it abundantly. So the life of God is calibrated. So you, and you don't just move into the life of God at once. Even nature taught us that nobody comes into fullness of life at once. The day they gave it to you, you don't rise up that day and say, Daddy, Mommy, I want to marry. You are also my wife. Where is my own wife too? You come into what they call the life under the sun. You attain it both by age and also by some developmental and growth in you. The baby doesn't know anything. But at time come when we call it puberty, that's what I say. The body start telling her you are ready for something. But no, the body is designing it. But every white person, you can't have it yet. Your body is showing, even body part is showing the feature. The hips of a lady is coming out better, the front, and the guy, the voice is cracking. And it's the only daddy now. And everything's happening. But the father and the mother know that you are not entitled to marry yet. You are not being empowered. You need to acquire more education. You need skill. You need to be free from under our roof. So long as you want that, we take money and put it in your pocket. You are not yet free. So Christ free you from the servitude of sin. And you can't be free from sin except you grow. So long as heirs, as children, they differ from the servant. They must be under tutor and governor under the time appointed of the father. So there's a time of the father. There's a time appointed of the father. So the time appointed of the father is the first appointment in the times of the throne. Because the father is a throny bee.
Yes, sir.
The father does not stand up to minister.
Yes, sir.
Our media with the disaster. I said, they stood Jesus was standing. I said, this does not align with the emphasis of this person. Jesus does not stand anymore in ministry.
Yes, sir.
Joker is seated. Yes. The father is seated. They are sitting minister. The son is seated amidst us. He's the son. The father is seated. They sit to carry out the ministry. And you saw that Jesus had demonstrated that same thing again and again. Every time he's teaching, he will sit. Telling you, because after that, when Jesus started teaching, he has finished doing everything he taught. He has entered into fellowship with the father fully. So every time, he will always sit to teach. He's demonstrating who he is in the spirit. That I'm not a standing minister. I don't stand in the house of the Lord. I'm a sitter in the house of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So you can see, a man can have vanity of the mind. And not only vanity of the mind, a man understanding can be darkness. That what he's using is as understanding is darkness. Book of Psalms said it. He said, the entrance of his wall giveth light and understanding to the simple. Can you say light?
Light.
Or an understanding? Say light.
Light.
And understanding. It means a man that have darkened understanding has received corruptible seed on his soul. Because you can't have darkened understanding if corruptible word have not fashioned it. So corruption and work on that soul to 11. The only thing that you have not come into a place of agreeing with that kind of understanding yet. There's no covenant yet. But he has already darkened understanding. And darkened understanding will lead to blindness. Say blindness of the heart. Blindness of the heart. The heart is blind. And the heart will remain blind. Though you can receive things that is of Christ, but you are still blind. I'm not going to say that. Peter said that in 2 Peter chapter 1. Because there are different kind of blindness. Even in natural. There are those who are really, really blind. Those who are blind are carnal Christians that have not started learning Christ. They are in darkness. Even until now. He said, whosoever does not love his brother is in darkness until now. So, that means by the time you have learned Christ, they have healed you of little blindness. But that does not mean that you are seeing the way you ought to see. Because absolute darkness, blindness, there's also short-sighted blindness.
Yeah.
And there are long-sighted blindness. So Peter introduced a blindness in 2 Peter chapter 1. Whosoever lacked this thing is blind. So what makes you not to be blind is that you have things in abundance. You have exceeding and great precious promises. Christ will open your eyes. You remember that miracle that God did? Look, I opened his eyes. He said, what do you see? He said, I saw men like trees. He see, but he see a blindness there. Because when what you are seeing, you cannot fully interpret it. You are seeing, you have little comprehension. And little comprehension is little strength. You are seeing. But when they divine who is a man that please the Lord, you can only divine who please the Lord in a measure. You don't have the full knowledge of what you need to do to please God. You have strength, you are seeing, but you are not seeing well. And who make you to see? It was Jesus. You learn Christ. You learn the things of a new man. And you receive the first touch. But first touch is not enough. You need to be touched again. But the person that will touch you this time around is the Father. First touch that walk upon your soul is Christ. To become a new man with eyes. But you can't imagine what people are seeing eye and you can't see afar. You are seeing, but you can only see things that are around your nose. And there's some danger. You need to see from far. Because these are pestilence that walk by no day. And they are destruction that are wasted. So there are things, these are evil spirit works. They waste. You are seeing, but the thing I want to waste away is drawing near to you. Because why? And you cannot detect it to walk and generate obedience against it. Because everything I want to destroy you. 2 Corinthians 10, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. We put on warfare, they're not carnal. They are mighty to God for pulling strong goal of thoughts, casting down imagination. Every high thing that is not deserved. What can you say again? The knowledge of God. And bringing unto captivity every thought. What? Obedience. Then it does not stop there. And having, you have attained to the knowledge of God. You have things that you have. Having in a readiness. You have in a readiness. Every time they have empowered you to avenge, to revenge. Every form of disobedience. How can you avenge and revenge every disobedience when your strength is little? These are secrets that are in the Father. That's why you can say, my Father is greater than I. So there are things that are in the Father that made the Father to be greater than who the Son is because of what he has. No disobedience go around the Father and it's not punished. And the Father wants to empower you like that. That every is obedient in you and around you, you punish it. You avenge. So a man can walk that way, Ephesians 4. Having the understanding that can be an enemy of the life of God through the ignorance that is in him. So it does not only that understanding, it's also alienated from the life of God through ignorance. So how the Lord cure ignorance is that he take ignorance with knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Osea. My people have rejected knowledge. Therefore, I too have rejected to be a priest to me. So if you go, we accept who is a priest. A priest is he who closed the gap with God. Some people say, priests are those who pray. No, 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 no. That is a carnal definition of who a priest is. When you are spiritual, and Malachi said, for the law of truth was in his mouth. For men go to inquire for him. For with him is the knowledge. The law of truth was in his mouth. And iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity. And did turn many away from iniquity. For the priestly should keep knowledge. And men should see the law out of his mouth. He never mentioned prayer. Yeah. But we have some big movements that keep priesthood as prayer. That's an inaccurate interpretation of scripture. When you see an high priest, he has Urim and Thummim in his pocket. And what those tools are you for? It's not for prayer. It's to discern. So priesthood is beyond prayer. Priesthood is closing gap with God. James described priesthood. He said, priesthood is nearness to God. Come, well, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. Because the children of Israel, they will stay outside. It's only priests that can enter. and I pray to God. Then Psalm said, for blessed is the man that God chooses and curses. Two different things. God choose him and God not curse him. God can choose and not curse you. It's blessed. It's blessed. I'm teaching this afternoon. When you say, blessed of my father. I say, you are a blessed of my father. I say, you are blessed of my father. In the name of Jesus. I say, as you prepare for spirit life reign 2025. I'm praying for you that we call, God will you to come bring definitely a counter upon your life.
Amen.
Things that I hold you down, I see a shift over them.
Amen.
You are not only receiving freedom, you are taking victory.
Amen.
I say you will take victory.
Amen.
Not only freedom.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's a one governor that said, Igbaotun today. There's thank God for Igbaotun. Igbaotun me a time of new. But I say, Igba incorruptible has come. Igba undefiled has come. Igba unfading away has come. In the name of Jesus. What's that? The Son, the begotten. This is the time for people to receive the things of the begotten of the Father. Because you cannot have victory if the Father has not begotten you. He must begot you. James said those kind of people. He said they are begotten as a kind of the first fruits unto God. They are a kind of creatures. They are a first of his creature. There's a new creature, but it's his creature. His own kind of creature. There's a new creature, but it's a kind of new creature of God. What's the kind of creature of God? A new creature of God is where all things are new. And all things are of God. That's God's creature. So it's a kind of first fruit of his creature is then from a new creature.
Yes,
so this first fruit of his creature is a creature that he has all things of God.
Yes,
and what opened that thing up is the knowledge of God.
Mm.
For knowledge of God, you move into God's strengths.
Mm.
These are God's secrets. I ask that beyond my teaching, beyond my preparation of hearts for this, I ask that you go ahead and begin to have encounters with them.
Yeah.
Let them come to a devil encounters.
Amen.
Break in understanding.
Amen.
May we rise above their flesh.
Amen.
It's a time of conversion.
Yes, sir.
I'm not coming to visit them. I'm coming to convert them.
Amen.
It's just for me. Say, it's not a time of visitation. It's a time of conversion. If they are carnal, I'll convert them to spiritual.
Amen.
If they are spiritual, I'll convert them to become divine.
Amen.
Because these are the things the Father gives. He gives divine things to produce divine nature.
Mm.
The kind of heaven your soul needs to dwell so that you don't miss out from what God wants to give you. I say, receive impartations.
Amen.
Obedience you must do. I say, receive enlightenment for
Amen.
Them. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you. I ask that heaven will do your business with you in this season.
Amen.
He said, just the way Joker said, with great desire, I desire to eat this thing with you. Joker knows that will be the last time you will keep communion, Passover with them. Imagine, you know, after this, I'm not able to do this anymore. He said, with great desire, have I desire. That same thing. That means that desire is a very strong willingness and longing. Great longing in the soul. God told me to tell you by the Holy Ghost that he wants to give you these things.
Amen.
And you will take of this thing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Help has come for you, my brothers. Help has come for you, my sisters. Help has come for you, my teenagers. Help has come for you, my little kids and babies. In the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your hand this afternoon? I'm going to give God time. Thank God for God's time. Give God time.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.